Hello.
Sawadee krap.
How are you?
I'm great. Another Friday, and the second last Friday of the Western year. It's been a busy year indeed, right? So, yeah, but I'm happy to do this podcast again. It's fun to get like a space to just to talk a little bit about different topics that we work on in our own personal life, but also professionally. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This will be fun.
So if you would present yourself like short, like in a 1 minute, one sentence kind of
Can.
can.
Yeah. Okay, so my name is Simba, and I'm a somatic stress and trauma release trainer, and that's a combined name for working using your body to release stress and trauma and really coming back and realizing that you can heal yourself from anything, right? And that's been my personal journey many years back. I started out my journey in martial arts, and I wanted to be stronger, better. I wanted to win competitions, and that was kind of what I was focused on for many years. And then my interest kind of went from there more into healing, massage, physiotherapy, personal training, nutrition, lifestyle coaching, and then I just continued on, that path. It's part of it has been my own interest, learning more to support myself in my own healing or growing or journey, whatever you wish to call it. But also people have been coming and asking me questions, and I'm like, I don't know, I want to know about this. So I've been learning as people coming with me to me, asking me inquiries about, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? So I would say that's kind of where I'm coming from professionally. And yeah, it's a big question. Who am I, right?
I was like, okay, so now everyone's going to be invited to our relationship. And I was like, give a short presentation. It's like, I started out as da 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 da.
Year was 19.
Yes, and you didn't talk anything about what you actually do. You talked about what you used to
And
do.
what I do nowadays is coach people to use their body to release stress and trauma. That is essentially my main role, right? I use a lot of different tools and modalities to do this, right? But I mean, that's the way you really go. That's the way you start to heal something for yourself in a relationship. You really need to start with yourself. And that's kind of what I teach people: grounding, how to be present, how to be in your body, feeling yourself. What is me, right? That's why I was like, it's hard to answer this question short and to keep it in context because it can be very big.
So I hear we need to work on
Yes.
that. Give you an elevator pitch so you can explain what you do in a,
Short bio. This is your bio.
So
Who are you? What are you doing?
I was gonna ask you what I do, but I'm not gonna do that. So if I would like describe the two of us and the difference between us, I would say that you are the nerd. You go super deep into grounding, healing, nervous system, and releasing the stress and the trauma from the physical body. Because we can talk all we want, but if we don't release it from the body, then it's still going to be there. It's still going to be a part of our nervous system, and it's still going to be creating these trauma loops that are constantly ongoing in our body. And if we don't release them from the physical body and kind of close the unfinished stress responses, then we will still be living from that place. And that's what why people come here to say, I don't want to do this anymore. So I need to, so and they don't know what to do, and they say to us, help me. And that's, so you are the nerd, and then so you go extremely deep into that, and I'm like, so you are the micro and I'm the macro, so I have the overall view, and I look at like the lifestyle, how to navigate with whatever you have going on in the world. So it's like a lifestyle strategist or lifestyle designer. And I'm also very into detoxing the body, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm a detoxification specialist, but the detoxification specialist, the certificate that I have is for physical detox using nutrition and food and fasting protocols and stuff. But I do it for the whole system too. So I use different tools. And together we run this center where we have other people helping us as well. But that's us.
Very good. Very good. Like it.
Cool. Yeah. So today we are going to talk about relationships.
Yes.
Relationships in general and ours in particular. We're going to use ourselves as reflection objects. I don't know if that's the word.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. So what is a relationship? So now we will look at partner relationships. That's what we're going to talk about today. But this the way that we talk about it, you can use it towards any relationship, but we're going to use the partner relationship.
Yeah. I don't really know where the word comes from, and it rarely comes from where you think it comes from, right? Like when you hear a word, especially if you're not native to English, you think someone made it up, but it usually comes from some other language somehow. But it's a funny way to look at it when they say relationships, you know, ships relating to each other. And that kind of ties into what we're going to talk about today, you know, like that. I'm not going to go ahead of myself, right? I'm going to let you explain it, of course. But, you know, to see that it's a journey and there's different parts of this journey, and it's a matter of relating to each other. And I think it's good to talk about things conceptually as well. But just like you said, it's everyone has an idea of how something should be in a good way, right? But there's a difference when you're in a relationship and you're working on different aspects, right? Because then you have something practical, tangible that you can apply both in your own life, but you can use the framework of it to help others move forward, right? So each relationship will look differently, but you can still use a framework of what you have to help others move forward if they have any obstacles, challenges, or whatever word you use to describe it. So I really like that word in a sense, right? Because it really ties into what we're going to talk about today, you know, how to relate to each other and your journeys.
Yes, I think that we get started. I think we're going to use three things that we have learned, and that is like the overall framework that we have from our experience and what we have learned during these years. We've been married for 2 years and we've been together for 5 years approximately, and I've been in Thailand for 6 years, and we've been doing this since we met, basically. And so this is the model that we usually use when we talk about this. Let's see, like that. Yep. So I call it the relationship model, for lack of better wording. And if you are listening, if you're not watching live, you can find this on any of our social media platforms. I will try to post the model in the comments, but I think that you will get a pretty good grip just by listening. So the model is basically, the idea is that it's three entities involved in a relationship. It's me, it's you, and the relationship. So if we start to treat the relationship as its own unit, and me as my own unit, and Simba as his own unit, then things start to get less confusing, I would say. And when we do energy work, it's like sorting things out, like what belongs where. It's like, because when people aren't feeling very good and things start to be a little bit dramatic or chaotic, things start to become quite messy. So then it's good to have a unified model or idea to unite to or agree to, and that you can kind of slow things down and go back like, okay, this is that, that is this, and to just calm everything down a little bit. And this is the model that we started to use when, so we will also use examples from our own life, but for those who don't know, we started living with the spirit and we started to invite. So the retreats that we host are the idea is that people move in with us, basically. And when we were living at the house in Chiang Mai, everyone was living in the same house. And that created a lot of pressure on us as people, as healers or therapists or whatever you want to call it, but also on our relationship. So when we were trying to navigate through the relationship and the strains that the whole situation, like moving to a different country and just changing life completely and devoting ourselves to the healing process completely, things started to come up. So we kind of needed to have something to hold on to because it was quite stormy. So then we started to work with this model, and so that there are three units. And when you start to treat your relationship as its own unit, and that it's almost like a baby. It's like it's there and it needs constant care or attention or whatever you bring to it, it will grow from whatever you bring into it. What's your comments on the relationship model?
Yeah, I really like what you said. And it's really an approach, like you said, you know, both people get the same glasses to look at how you relate to each other and then what it is that we're doing. So not one person comes in and thinks the relationship is about this and the next person thinks it's about something else, that both have the same approach and view of what is this relationship about and how do we relate to each other and how kind of does it look like, as you will go in and explain more in detail soon. But I really think it comes down to that both people have the same approach to how we look at the relationship. Because when everything is good, you know, nothing is needed, right? Everything is good, you just sit and kick back and, you know, everything is fine. But when there is like challenges or discussions or disagreements, decisions to be made, or, you know, whatever life brings us, it's good to have an approach that we can come back to that will be kind of become the framework for how to navigate forward. That's why I was playing around the word relationships, right? If we're in two different ships and Sarah's going north and I'm going south, it's going to be very hard to relate to each other, right? We're going on two different paths. So it's like, how are we moving towards the same goal? You know, how do we work towards going there, and where are we trying to go? What's the approach? What's the direction we're heading?
Yeah. I really like the word approach. I'm going to change this to the relationship approach, not the model. It feels better aligned with how we work and what we do. So in these, so there's three round circles in the relationship approach, the relationship approach model, maybe. We're playing with things here. So it's one circle is me, one is you, and the third one is our relationship. So me is my own journey, my physical, mental, and emotional well-being. and you, in your circle, it's your personal journey and your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And whatever the state is for me, wherever I'm at on my well-being journey, so to speak, if I'm aware, not aware, do I have... I really like what Eckhart Tolle, he calls like trauma and stuff, he calls it the pain body. So whatever you have going on in your pain body or not going on in your pain body is what you're going to bring into relationship. So where I'm at, that's what I'm going to bring in. And where you are at is what you are going to bring in. And together, those things will create the relationship. And we're talking about the pain body because people that come to us, they need help or assistance or support in different ways with their well-being and with their relationship. So we're going to talk from a negative approach. It's like we're looking at it to move away from negativity and drama and conflict in the relationships. That's our approach. And what we decided on pretty early, you and me, is that we needed to focus on our own journeys. Like, how can I bring something better into the unit that is the relationship? Well, then I need to work on myself first before I start to fix. I can't fix you. You need to fix you, and I need to fix me. And then I need to be aware of what am I bringing into the relationship and what is colliding in the relationship between us and our two pain bodies. I'm doing the rabbit ears here, the pain bodies.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a way of approaching it, because it's very easy in our journeys, both in life and in a relationship, that situations, emotions can be sticky, right? And kind of like, I don't know, you have something that's sticky and it's in you and you're like, ugh, and you throw it on someone else and then it sticks on them, right? And that can happen with unprocessed traumas and emotions, that you have all of these stickiness. Doesn't mean it's something wrong, ugly, or that you should feel shame, blame, or guilt about it. But the accountability is realizing this is mine. I cannot blame my partner for this. You know, we've been together 2 years. I had something that happened to me when I was 10. How is she responsible for that? That makes zero sense logically. But emotionally and mentally, I will still have a reaction because that stress response hasn't finished its cycle yet. But to be aware of that, right? That this is my journey. My partner can support me in the way they can, but I have the approach that my partner is not going to fix me in the relationship, right? I don't have an unpaid therapist who I happen to have a romantic connection with too, right? That we kind of clear on.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I recommend it.
funny. Yeah, but you kind of get the picture, right? You know, it's really about, you know, what is the approach towards what is it that we're doing? Sure, we're not saying your partner cannot support you. No, that's not the point. But the point is always to come back to, you know, where is the accountability? The accountability is on you, because you and you alone can change yourself. No one else.
Yeah.
And if you both people are acting from that same approach, of course we can support each other, but there's kind of like a mental and emotional sobriety in what is it that we are doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That brings us into the second point. So the first one is like the relationship is its own unit, and whatever you have going on in yourself, you are bringing into that unit. And the second one is that the relationship in itself is one of the strongest mirrors that you can have for personal growth. So whatever is going on is gonna, it's because when people start to come close to us, it's we cannot really hide or navigate away from our unresolved stuff, our pain bodies, our unresolved trauma, our issues, the baggage, whatever we call it. And when people start to come close, we can't really hide it anymore. So it will come up. And we will almost always instantly start to blame the other person. Oh, if you just stop doing that. If you just stop doing that, everything would be fine. And that's the little ego talking and not wanting to look at what is causing this like drama or upheaval or chaotic emotion inside of me. Because the way that it works is that we are all triggered by different things. Otherwise, it will be like, no one is allowed to do this because it would trigger everyone. You know, it's not like that. We've been in situations where I get super activated and dramatic about something, and you just sit there like Ferdinand smelling your flowers and like, what's going on? What do you mean? So it's like we are triggered by different things because we are triggered by whatever has been going on previously in our lives. So when you do something that triggers me, that has nothing to do about you, but it's about me. And that's the third point, is that I need to be, as you said, I need to be responsible for what has happened to me. Why am I reacting like this? And that's probably the hardest thing to do, because when the relationship starts to get messy and it's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. It sounds simple. There's this saying, it's simple but not easy. But that's fine. As long as you have the approach and know and you agree, okay, this is what we're working towards, then you can start to take responsibility for your own upheavals.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, sure, it's about relating to each other. Something is obviously triggering the other person. It's not that I just like, you know, deal with it and I continue doing it. That's not the point. Yeah. But it's also the point of what Sarah's saying, having boundaries. If I'm going to take accountability for everything that's triggering you, then more or less I'm owning your problem and your solution. And you're starting to, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself, I might get into it, but you're starting to give away your power, your ability to actually resolve something. And I can see a lot of that in general going on in the world today, not naming anything specific, but it's kind of like a trend, right? If I'm getting triggered or offended by something, no one can say it, right? And I think, you know, you shouldn't go around and purposely offend people nonetheless in your relationship. But it's also very important to look at things, right? We might have different opinion. I might actually think something differently, and that can't just be offensive to you because I think differently than you, because then it's like, we're trying to cushion the world in to fit it into my model. And that will never work, because then no one is accountable for their own action. Then everything is a response to what happens around you. And that's not really, in our opinion, true. Because then you take away your own ability to create, to manifest, to move forward in life, right? And the relationship is an ultimate mirror of that, right? Because when you hang around people, if I don't like a person, you'll flick them off, you block them on Facebook, the number, don't talk to them. That's whatever, how people approach relationships and such. But when you're in a relationship, when you're living with someone, you can't hide, you can't smile, you can't charm your way out. After a while, you see the patterns of the person. There is no way out. And that's the mirror, right? That's what scares people. The closer you get to another person in a relationship, the more you see of yourself, and the more that person is going to reflect on those behaviors. Why do you always do that? No, I don't. It's like, yes, you do. Shit. You know, and then the ego gets triggered and it gets cornered and challenged. And that's what the ego wants to do. The ego doesn't want to be cornered, but the ego wants a solution or problem or blame or guilt.
Yeah.
The ego is a real drama queen when it comes to that, because the ego don't want to sit down and like, wow, I need to take a good look at myself. And maybe there's something that I haven't dealt with that's angry or sad that's coming out in situations.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think, what we're aiming for with the relationship approach model, to have that in your own relationships, because that is a main model, the way you're looking at yourself. And the closest one that will kind of send a ripple effect out to any relationships that you have. And I think that's why a lot of people fail in relationships, because they don't want to look at this aspect.
Exactly. I mean, I like what you said about boundaries, because with the accountability, so a lot of people, no, I'm not going to say a lot of people, some people get offended when you start talking about taking accountability for the situation, even if there's a conflict and one person is obviously like not treating the other person very well. But I still need to take responsibility for being in that situation in the first place. So I have created that situation somehow by showing up. And together with taking full responsibility for my own stuff, I also need to have my boundaries in order. Because if someone is constantly overstepping my boundaries, that will also cause a lot of upheaval inside of me. And that can create like sadness or anger or conflict or different things. So it's really like knowing where your ring corner is and allowing yourself to step back into your corner and like, okay, I need to look at things. If things starts to get a bit messy, I need to step back and look at what's really going on. What is mine? What is his? What is ours? What is my accountability? Where did I give up my boundaries? Where did I step over his boundaries? Where did I blame him for something? Where didn't I take accountability? Or where did I take full accountability and he didn't? So it's like putting all the balls back into its homes to figure out like what is actually going on here. And these three are the first steps, realizing that the relationship is its own unit. Whatever I have worked out or not worked out, then I will take those things, put it in the relationship unit. And I need to take responsibility for what I brought into the show, you know?
Yeah.
And looking at like, wow, I brought this thing and this is old and not so friendly. And I get insecure when he does this and this and that. And am I setting unreasonable, you know, pressure on the relationship? What am I bringing to the table? And really, really looking at that, because the relationship, since it's the strongest mirror, it will show you. You can't just smuggle in all your stuff into the relationship in the same way as you can do in a friendship or a work situation, or you know, in the relationship it will start to show. And realizing, okay, what am I bringing in? That's like the first steps and the first things that you and I started to do when we worked and not worked on the relationship, because we decided quite early to we decided on this approach, and we said, okay, we're not sure if this is going to work, but we're going to try the approach. So what did we do?
Well, I think, you know, like kind of what you're saying was a lot. I think the main thing we did was accountability. You know, people kind of get triggered with the word responsibility. It's not that I'm not going to stop using it because someone gets triggered, but I can understand the thought process. People like, okay, what if something happened to me? What if I was abused? How can I be responsible before I was conscious of that event? No, you're not. No one is saying that. But you're accountable for how you move forward, regardless of what happened to you. No one's taking anything away from anyone, but you're accountable for how you proceed forward from now on, because that you are responsible for and how that affects others. And people can have understanding of that and help you, but you can't assign blame or the ability to heal you or the responsibility to heal you to everyone around you because something happened to us. And that is what happens many times in relationships. So that's kind of what we went into, both of us, and kind of went like, wow, this is, you know, been my previous journey up in some relationships. And I'm kind of done with this. We kind of both said. Now, of course, that is a process that doesn't just go away. It can be years of conditioning. But then we kind of decided on that. Okay, we're really here to take accountability for our actions and what comes up and work through it and ask for help. Of course, we have clashed. Of course, we haven't done this perfectly. But we had approach and the framework of working towards this aspect. So that's why we can always come back to, okay, this is the way we're viewing it at the end. So I'm not like, nope, nothing's going to change until you do that. Sure. You can ask for forgiveness, or, you know, if something happens, or you apologize. It's not like two people sitting on high horses and it's like, no, that's your mess. I'm not going to change. That's actually, we're relating to each other, but ultimately realize it's not that person's fault. You know, whatever's coming up in me is coming up in me. I can't go around and blame everyone else for it. No blame, shame, or guilt towards me or anyone else. This happened, and it's my accountability to heal it right now or move forward from it. I can't throw this stickiness on everyone else. And that shows up in relationships because you're with each other for a prolonged period of time. If you go to a workspace, you're there for a few hours. It's easy to have a consistency. You go into a role, you have clothes, a uniform. But when you're in a domestic relationship for a while, you can't really maintain a consistency if it's not coming from within. Things are going to start to come up. Like Sarah said, you can't smuggle things in. Whatever you have will start to come up because you will be challenged.
Yeah.
And then it's good to have the same approach. What do we do when there's challenges, right? What do we do? And if there is disagreements, okay, well, come back to, okay, I'm accountable for what I feel and think and what's happening to me, and I will of course honor my boundaries and speak what I want to have done, right? So we can meet an agreement, but I won't start bashing the other because I'm not getting what I want. That is something else that has nothing to do with the situation. That's something I'm bringing from the past, infiltrating the current state. And that's really what we're talking about. That where do I come from and see every situation in the relationship as something new happening, not like, oh, this always happens to me in life, it's not fair. Oh, I just met you, dude. I can't account for that, you know, or whatever the story has been in your previous.
I think there's a way to take the pressure off this accountability stuff, because people get very, very triggered. Some people get very triggered as soon as you talk about, because someone else did something to them. And that's the upheaval that they keep, you know, that is very difficult to leave sometimes. And I totally understand that, and that's the nature of it. But if you turn it around, it's and you say, no one else can fix this for you. No one else can heal you. No one can fix any trauma. No one can fix anything that is unhealed inside of you. No one can heal your pain body. No one can finish the stress responses within you, the unfinished stress responses, except you. And that's where the accountability comes in, because it's a mission or a project that no one else can solve. It doesn't matter how much money you have. And we have definitely seen that with people showing up with a lot of money saying, I want to be fixed, and they don't do the work. You have to do the work yourself. And that's where the accountability comes in. So if I don't take accountability for my situation, no matter what someone else has done to me, there's no way forward. I will be stuck here forever. And that's what we talk about with giving away your power. If you blame someone else, you are also stopping your own ability to heal. You just turn that off. That's the result for the blame. And you give away your power to someone else. And that's the trick. So if you say it like, I take back my power. And once people have kind of agreed, maybe it's not the word, but when they have accepted that way, then things start to shift. Then things start to change, and healing starts to occur. And that's very, very, very powerful to see people going from blame, shame, and guilt to, okay, what do I do from here? And that's what we decided in the beginning when we created this model, and we said, okay, this is how we view it. Okay, so how do we not, because this has not been a walk in the park for you and me. I mean, not by far. It's been very chaotic because we put ourselves in a situation where everything was mirrored like at once. And we both had pretty deep stuff coming into it. So we decided like, okay, how is the relationship going to be better? Well, the only way it can be better is if I change my personal journey and my physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Okay, if I do that, are you willing to do that? Okay, I'm willing and you are willing. Okay, so it was almost like we decided early that we're not going to invest in the relationship. We're going to invest in ourselves. And that was because we were arguing so much, and we said like, we need to fix this. And then we went back to the model, the approach, and then we go like, there's nothing to fix. I need to heal myself. You need to heal yourself. And then it has to be better. And then we started to see changes. The more work I did with myself, things started to change. And the more accountability, it's like in micro and macro, the more responsibility I took for myself from the stuff that I had going on, the relationship just went better and better and better and better.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I mean, of course, there is focus on the relationship, but the main focus was on healing first, like really embody this approach that we're talking about, because it's very hard to work on a relationship if you don't have a base in you, right? How are you going to relate to something else when there is nothing that's, well, not nothing, but when there is a lot of things that are not stable in you, right? It's kind of like getting more responsibilities than you can handle. I can't really handle my own responsibilities. Now I have responsibilities for relating to another person. And, you know, you have to start in the right end. You know, you have to kind
That's what, yeah, exactly. That's a very good way of saying it. You have to start in the right end.
Yeah.
And this doesn't mean that everything is like robotic and like, no, this is yours and this is mine. It's not like that. But it's the approach of when things get messy, it's like, do I attack and keep on blaming, or do I retreat, calm everything down, and take accountability for my own stuff, and then we meet again and we do things differently.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, so there's different aspects to this as well, right? Because we do work with trauma, both of us, with people. And it's not like we don't understand that or don't accept or meet people where they're at. They can come with very deep stuff, and you're asking someone to open up their heart.
Yeah.
Things are going to come out. We're not saying, oh, and sit there. You can't handle it. That's not our point.
No.
But that's in a therapeutic kind of interaction. This is different. This is in a relationship with someone, right? This is not you going to a therapy session or a bodywork session or whatever it is. This is romantic relationship or any kind of relationship with someone else, when there's equal roles and you're kind of, you're meeting because you have a common interest or goal, or you want to spend life together because you're really romantically involved with each other and love each other on many levels. So how do you keep this going year after year? Well, you need to work on yourself. Of course, you need to work on the relationship, but the main thing is you really need to work on yourself and see that that's what it is, a relationship. You relate to each other. You're not stuck to each other, right? It's like two people walking, you know, next to each other. How do we continue to walk next to each other so I don't poof, go there and you go there? Yeah, we kind of have the same approach and the same goal. That doesn't mean Sarah can't do her thing and whatever she wants to do and grow into. I support that. I want to do all crazy kind of studies and things and educations, and she's like, oh,
the nerd.
Yeah, that's what he loves to do, right?
Yeah,
so you're still there supporting each other, but you kind of have the approach that, you know, it's, you need to fix or you need to work on your own healing. No one else can do it really for you. People can support you, they can hold space for you, they can give you tools, question, mirror you, and you can have magical experiences. But that's not the other person doing it. It's you who is doing, or who are actually doing the actual work. People can create an environment where you're able to do the work, but you're the one doing the work. And that really shows up in the relationship, right? You create a framework to heal and to move forward. And that's why it can be extremely powerful, because most people that I've seen, well, I'm biased because I work with trauma probably, but even in my, you know, private life or social life, as far as I can remember, and I had a lot of jobs when I met a lot of people and traveled all over the world, most people I've seen have had broken relationships, either in their family, friendship, work, romantically, and it usually comes from a model that's not, or approach that's not really complete, right? We're kind of acting on past experiences that sometimes we didn't really like, but we haven't really changed it. I removed a little bit of the things that I don't like, and I kind of continue this where I'm not aware of it at all, and I'm just keep on reenacting the same approaches, the same model, right? It's something that needs to kind of be looked at very deeply within you, discuss with your partner, and then you have a way of really moving forward, and you can actually support each other in a very different way, right?
I mean the relationship is one thing that can provide the most safety in from we're supposed to be you know grounded and feel safe in ourselves, but when we come from a lot of trauma and the pain body is very active, then what the support that you get from other people are very crucial. So again, this is not about not being supportive to each other. It's not about being the safety for each other. It's not about that. It's about like agreeing on the same like foundation, as you said, but the relationship can also give you the most safety. And when you start to feel safe, things also come up. So it is, the relationship is an opportunity for healing, for deep, deep, deep healing that for me, it was difficult to find anywhere else, because what I brought into the relationship was that I wasn't emotionally available, because I didn't have that sense of safety in myself, and I've never learned that. So I had to start to open up in a way that was deeply uncomfortable for me, that I was not used to doing at all. And as I started to heal myself and allowing you and I to come closer, then I started to heal parts of myself that I didn't even thought was possible in another way. So because I felt so much trust. So it is truly an opportunity. The relationship is a high, high opportunity to find peace and love and safety and stability. And if you start to look at the approach, then it will be easier to reach that place, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. And then there is space for these aspects to come up too. Because if it's always the other person's responsibility, you're like, holy shit, I can't deal with this right now. This is too much, you know? And we start to kind of, oh, we can only be with each other when we're happy, or I can't be with you when you're that. You know, it just becomes very weird, right?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I know this is mine, but I might really need help. You're not burdening the other in that sense, because I know this person doesn't expect me to do something. Then you can really support each other on a much, much deeper level, because you know fully well this person is on their journey of moving forward. It's not my accountability or responsibility. But as a partner, I can do a lot if I'm in myself, if I'm grounded and just being there, just allowing the person to have their process. And that's not always easy. I'm not saying I always succeed in that. But
it's not about that. It's not about being perfect.
Then we really grow, and then, you know, there is so much to be done, because maybe that's what happened in the past. Maybe I wasn't allowed to speak up. Maybe I wasn't allowed to say certain things. As soon as I did that, some people maybe say, oh, that's too much, or no, it's too vocal, or oh, you have so strong opinions, or whatever it is. But those are things you can heal in the relationship too, by really focusing on your own healing and moving forward, right? So you're reforging your way of relating to other, the way you're looking at relationship. You're actually changing the chemistry in your brain and nervous system to how your body's reacting and feeling safe with other people and interacting with other people. But you need to realize, I can only start doing that for myself, and I need to do it for myself before I can expect it to happen anywhere else. I give that blame to other people. I'm taking all that energy that I have capacity to create manifest, and I'm giving it away, and then I'm angry because I'm giving it away to everyone else, and no one is using it the way that I want to use it, and no one's healing me. You know, and it sounds like I'm making fun of people, but I'm just talking about my own process. That's what I did for a long, long time. And once I realized, I was like, wow, this is not working. And it doesn't make sense. Once you ground enough and look at it, you're like, wow, this really does not make sense.
Yeah, I remember when it was the most difficult for us, and we were talking to one of our teachers, and he said, okay, I think he said it to me. He said, what is it that you're not talking about?
Yeah.
And I just remember that he said that. And that's like what you said is like, if when we start to see in ourselves what we are doing and start to take accountability for that, it doesn't mean that you have to fix it, but it's like, it's a work in progress. And as you said, if there's a situation where like, oh my God, it's all coming up, it's like a storm, I don't know what to do, and you can still come to the person. And especially I like what you said when it's like, I know this is going on right now, but I need support. So you can, it's like, it becomes a conflict when you bring, so you're over here in your own bubble as things start to happen, and you bring that in to the relationship, and then you blame the other person for what has happened. And that's when it starts to become a conflict, because the person can feel that. You can feel when it's like, whoa, what are you doing, you know? And then it triggers something in me, and then it's a big old mess. But it's like, if I bring it into the relationship and like, look, I have this unresolved thing that is causing me so much pain, and I don't know what to do. I'm about to throw it to you, but I realize I can't do that. So now I don't know what to do instead. Can you please help me? And it's like loving the other person for the whole being, like a loving and accepting the other one with the stuff that is maybe not so, what we call like the shadow or unresolved issues or trauma and stuff, like accepting and loving the person for the whole being. And that's also super, super healing if we can start to see things for what they are and not just a conflict, because it's not just a conflict. It's so much deeper than that. And if you can start to look down to the conflict and it's like, okay, this is that, this is that, this is this, and this is this, then things start to become so much easier. And then we can start to become that beautiful, beautiful support for each other that is deeply healing. So a true conscious relationship is one of the most healing things that exist. And that's why I think they do exist, because it's a growth opportunity and a growth process. And yeah, it's an opportunity. So if we can turn it into an opportunity, then we have a treasure. And then all of a sudden the conflict is like a mirror into my own treasures and a tool for the first box, my own personal journey and my physical, mental and emotional well-being. That's so it's like I'm given a map. So then it's an opportunity. And if we can turn it to an opportunity, then we're in a golden position all of a sudden. Then we're not, oh, we're fighting so much. Then we're over here in the opportunity state, like, oh, I can grow, I can feel better, we can move forward. And that's not always easy to do by yourself, but I mean, we worked with a lot of people, and people can work with us. So it's not easy to do by yourself. So I highly recommend to work with someone that you trust to really unlock this opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, once you become proficient in your own relationships, the way you relate to yourself and to others, not just romantic relationship, all of your relationships is going to be a lot more balanced, because you have a different approach to them and people feel that.
Yeah.
I can feel if someone is expecting me to do something, and you feel that energy almost imposing on you. And people might not be aware of it consciously, but they might start to retract from someone, right? Maybe because they haven't worked through part of themselves to be there and stand ground and love the person the way they are. Or maybe because they decided that's not what I'm going to do. I want to meet someone that has done work to a similar level, whatever their approach is. But people are going to feel it.
Yeah.
If you can come in and approach it this way, you know, and we're really meeting. It doesn't mean that we're going to meet with our smiles and, you know, like this facade. No, we're going to meet on a very pure and deep level. But I'm going to go in with a different approach to it, right? And then we're going to really support each other in moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, it all comes down in the end, it all comes down to the love and the support and the happiness. I mean, that's what we work towards all the time. And that's the treasure by the rainbow. That's the gift that we can use this situation to move us towards. And that's what I feel that you and I have been doing. We've been working through the storms. We learned to sail the ocean together, and we've been doing that by taking responsibility for our own stuff and then meeting in this place that was our relationships, like our relationship garden. It's been more like a cemetery at times, and now it starts to reflect like how it's here at the farm, like growing and green and flowers so it's really, really worth working for. And I really believe that people are in relationships where they truly love each other, but they just don't know how to move forward because things have gotten too messy. Yeah. So that's why we want to share this like approach. And if you resonate with what we do, what we say, and you feel like this is something for you, then we do offer offer to work with relationships, either through private sessions or coming to the retreat and checking in the relationship hotel.
Yeah, we have a lot of different ways of working with relationships, team building exercises, communication building exercises, and that's really what we're offering around the one-on-one sessions, or what, two-on-one sessions, and then or coming here and staying and doing like a retreat focusing on that. So you're welcome to do that if you want to. If you feel you need extra support and be in an environment, we can really focus on that.
Yeah. So with the relationship, it's very different. So every relationship gets like a unique setup, because we need to evaluate what's going on in the relationship and see what kind of support that is needed. Like, what is going on? What? Where are people in the awareness process and in this approach? And how much do we need to work on their own issues and together? So it's very different, I would say. So if you are interested in working with a relationship, you can just reach out to us. You can email me at sarah@livingwiththespirit.com. But I also work with a lot of people that are in relationships with people who are not interested in working on the relationship like this. And the relationship still gets better because they are working on their own personal journey, their own physical, mental, and emotional well-being, and they bring something different into the relationship. So working with yourself is the key, and starting to figure out what's going on and what you bring to the table. And it could be I work with people in relationships, in having conflicts at work, and without me even talking to the other person, things have become so, so, so different. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is really happening, because they started to work through what was going on in themselves. So yeah, let us know if you are ready to do the work, and we are here, happy to help.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let us know when you're ready, and we're here.
Yeah, livingwiththespirit.com is our website, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to our newsletter. You name it. We are here, happy to help, and we are ready.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say maybe thank you for this beautiful podcast and sharing. And hope to see you soon again.
Yeah, and if you have any questions on anything that we've said, just write us and we're happy to follow up. Have a great day. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.